Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
BJ and Jamie.
Yesterday,
yeah.
I go to the grocery store. I hate bad customer service.
Well, okay.
You know?
Well, everybody does. Sometimes on the show, we give people bad customer service.
Do we really? Who's giving out the bad customer service?
No, we do it all the time with wrong information.
Yeah.
That is bad customer service.
That's by accident.
That's not
intentional. I think some bad customer service is intentional.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just a bad attitude, maybe. So we go over to the deli because, you know, Jamie, I love those chicken tenders.
I know you do.
Big
fan.
But man, I could not get this lady to wait on me.
Oh, really?
I don't know why she would not. She had everything else to do, put things away, do this. It took forever to get my chicken wings.
You're like, lady, hello. I mean, I think sometimes, though, they purposely ignore you.
I think so, too.
Yeah, they're like, oh, God, another customer. I just have stuff to do.
We stood there for a good 10 to 15 minutes waiting on this lady.
You and
me, Frog, and then there was another lady behind me. And that lady was complaining more than I was. She was really upset about it. But just bad customer service. I wanted to play this audio of the Frontier Airlines.
I hate this audio.
Do you?
I do. Yeah.
It's why?
Because I don't know. It doesn't make me happy.
It doesn't make
no.
Well, I don't think it's supposed to make you happy.
No, but
I'm just saying more bad customer service.
But here's the thing. So the guy, you're supposed to be at your flight an hour beforehand.
Yeah.
So he is in the wrong. But then how they mock him and how they treated him was literally not necessary.
No, it wasn't necessary. Yeah. And you're right. He was late. There's no doubt about that. But they could have been nicer about it. All right.
I'm here 30 minutes before the flight.
Can you please leave, sir?
No.
Can you please leave my personal space?
I've decided that you ain't going to let me check in.
Make me check you in.
You literally work for a company that I bought a plane ticket for. Check in.
And you're not getting on your flight.
It's a Costa Mayday flight. You didn't.
And you think, you're going to check me in. I bet you we won't.
Okay. I paid for a ticket.
And you just paid $25 for an agency fee, and you check in 3 hours later. Hello.
I'm just going to make the flight 30 minutes before. Right? Don't they shut the door like 15 minutes before the flight
or something like that? It's on there. Yeah.
So you're out. Yeah. You're out. So he is wrong, but they could have handled it differently. I will say this. Anytime I go to the airport, I get the best customer service out there of anywhere.
Yeah, they're nice.
They're very cool.
There's one guy at the TSA. He loves us. He listens every morning, and he looked at my ID, and he's like, and I go, oh, no. Like, I thought I was in trouble.
Yeah.
He goes, where's that BJ?
Oh, you should have called me. I would have come out there.
It's so funny. I got scared, though. I was like, oh, no.
What? Do I have to go into screening in the back? What's going on?
When you get ID'd like that and they associate you with the show and everything, you have this first instant reaction of like, this is either going to go great or it's going to go really bad.
Right. Although I will tell you, one time they were jerks to my kid. So they thought my son had something on him. And, as much as you know your kids are great and good people or whatever, you think for a second, like, did they do something stupid? Because because the guy's like, he has metal like in his crotch area for my son. Yeah. My son is like 12 at the time. And I look, you know, I mean, I keep my gun completely locked up and everything, but you never know if a kid will go rogue. You just don't know. Like, did he put a knife in his pocket? Like, I don't know.
Because he loved knives.
He did. Yeah. So I was like, do you have something in there? Just tell me right now. You won't be in trouble. Did you grab a knife or what? And he's like, Mom, my God, I would never take
it. What was it?
He like yelled at me and said, like, he was so offended that I thought.
That you would even think that it's possible.
He was so loud. He was so like shocked at me for questioning him. I don't know.
Yeah.
So we had to go in this room, right? We have to go in this room, and the guy said, you don't have to go in with us. And I go, he's 12. I'm going in with him. Yeah. I said, yes, sir, I am.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and the guy and my son goes, yeah, my mom's coming in too. Because we were like, what is this? And the guy was like, you know, patting him up in the crotch area and stuff. And I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. My son's totally digging this. And the guy was getting so mad at me. And I'm like, can you go over to the left? Because I'm taunting that guy, right? Because my kid doesn't have anything. And he had nothing.
He had nothing.
He had nothing.
That's but it detected so something.
Weird. I guess.
Maybe it was a zipper. Something went off.
I don't know. But
I always have great customer service at the airport. Those people, they know they're in that business, you know?
Yeah.
And it's usually very, very good.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.